Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, and welcome to the Prophetic Intercessors Network weekly prayer call. We're going to get started in just a moment. We ask that you take this time as you're preparing to connect with us in prayer, that you would take this time to just meditate on the Spirit of the Lord. We'll join you shortly. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight for our prayer call. We are going to go ahead and get started with Prophet Felicia from Seattle, Washington, followed by Prophet Pat, who is in Warrenton, Georgia, who is our voice for this week. Praise the Lord. And then we will continue in our rotation. Again, we thank you for joining us tonight as we come together to pray. Prophet Felicia, are you ready? You can open us up.
Yes, ma'am. Father, I thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we magnify you and we lift you up. God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for affording us this opportunity to come together as one unit. Hallelujah. Seeking your face. Thinking the same thing, minding the same thing, God, and saying the same thing in the name of Jesus. God, I ask tonight, God, that you speak clearly to us, God. Let us hear you, God. Let us be precise, God, and let us speak with clarity in the name of Jesus. But God, more than anything else right now, I just want to worship you, want to magnify your name. I want to honor you. I want to glorify you and extol you. God, I want to say that you're all that we need. You're all that we want. God, you're the smile that's on our face. And Father, yet you're the skip in our step. And that we worship you for being our everlasting Father, our high and lifted up King, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God, we just say yes to you, yes to your will. We glorify you and we honor you and we praise you. And we magnify you, God. And I thank you, God, for delivering this nation. I thank you, God, for sending healing to this nation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that everyone that's on this line, that we will become like the sons of Issachar to discern the times. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. And not be afraid to speak what you say in regards to the times that are happening to us now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the authority that you've given us, God. I thank you for the power of your word that you've given us to use as swords. In the name of Jesus, God, I glorify you because of that. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you're making us one as you and your Father are one, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you that love will flow
from us, God, even though we don't know each other, but love is flowing from breast to breast in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for it now, and we praise you for it now. And I glory in you, God. Hallelujah. We want you to get the fullest glory out of this, God, out of this prayer, out of these intercessors, God. Get the fullest glory out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we submit to you, and we say yes to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that we lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Father, we realize that our help only comes from you. You're the one that made the heavens and the earth. God, I thank you that you're our refuge and that you're our fortress, that we can run into you and find safety in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we can find safety in the time of trouble. God, I thank you that you're our battle axe. God, I thank you that you're our rear guard. God, I thank you that you speak to us in the middle of the night. I thank you, God, in thank you, God, for the dreams. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the visions, God. Thank you, God, for the word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this platform in the name of Jesus to be able to pray, to be able to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus and cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And so, Father, we thank you today, and we honor you today, God, and we adore you today, God. And I ask that you bless everyone that's on this line, God. Bless their families. God, I ask that the angel of the Lord encamped around about them. Protect them, God. Loose their ministering angels to do warfare on them, for them, on their behalf, in the name of Jesus. God, as we're doing your work, I thank you that you're protecting us. I thank you that you're protecting homes. I thank you that you're making provision for us as well as protection for us in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the favor of God that's on our lives. And Holy Ghost, I ask that you step into each and every last one of us, hallelujah, and take control, and even take control of our vocal cords and cause us to speak and say what you would have us to say. And God, we love you, and we praise you, and we honor you, and we adore you, God. And we say have your way today. We say have your way today, God, and do what you want to do on this line today. Move the way that you want to move. Say what you want to say today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We, your servants, are listening to you. We, your servants, are listening and waiting on direction from you. So, God, I thank you for doing that, and I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Father, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on this nation.
Yes.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on this nation. We cry for mercy, God, in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Let your mercy come, God. Yes, God, mercy, God. We cry for mercy. We cry for mercy, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We lay between the porch and the altar. We weep and we cry, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name, our Lord and our Savior, God, and our very soon coming King. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord, Pat. You're on. Thank you, Lord.
Good evening, all. I give honor to God and the Holy Spirit on tonight. I just bless you, God, just for being who you are. I thank God for Pastor B on tonight for inviting me just to share a word from heaven. I thank God for the opportunity. I don't take it for granted, but I'm just blessed. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how. First, just saying thank you for your many blessings, oh God. We just bless you for who you are, God, and who you are in our lives, oh God. We ask you to speak through the airways on tonight, oh God. Speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow your glory to fall fresh as a morning dew, oh God. Speak through me, oh God, that your people will be encouraged, your people will be uplifted, your people will be strengthened on tonight, oh God. We bless you and we thank you for your divine word. We ask all of these many blessings in Jesus' name. We do ask it all and pray. Amen. Tonight, God has given me a word. He didn't give me a particular text to come from, but he wanted me to expound on faith. Faith. And we know that the season and the time that we're living in right now, we need faith. Now, we all are familiar with the definition of faith. The Bible defines it as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I've learned in order for any of us to make it on this Christian journey, faith must be our driving force. Our faith is what activates those things that are not seen. Now, next, we need to be reminded of whom we should deposit our faith in. And if we all could be honest with ourselves, we will find ourselves sometimes putting our faith in everything and everyone but the Almighty. We find ourselves putting our faith in our jobs, in our supervisors, our bank accounts, our family, our friends, even the government, but not Jehovah. Then the question is raised as to why is it so easy for us to put our trust in man instead of the Messiah? See, we have man and the Messiah, which we already know is no comparison. So we all know people can be very fickle at times. Sometimes you don't know what you'll get from some people from one day to the next. But see, what I love about the Messiah, see, he's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. See, not only will people change up on you, but see, man is limited. But we have a Father. We serve a Father who is limitless. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. See, there's no limit in his love. There's no limit in his mercy. There's no limit in his healing. There's no limit in his deliverance. No limit in his power. But we too have to realize that faith in God does not exempt us from tragedy or adversity. You can name it, you can claim it, you can declare it, and you can decree it, but troubled times will knock on your door at one time or another. It's not if they come, but when they come. The old cliche says, if you can't take it, you won't be able to make it. But see, in this season that we're in, God is declaring to the church, we have to be able to faith it until we make it. See, God told me in this season he's going to put our faith on trial. See, it doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're poor. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. You can be short or tall, married or single. It doesn't matter if you live on the east side or the west side. God said our faith will have to stand trial. See, he's looking for that church that will be able to stand the test of time as a good soldier. Now, as I was preparing for this message on tonight, the Spirit of God came to me and he said, see, we have a lot of faith for members in the body of Christ, but not a lot of faith for members that's full of faith. I'm going to say that again. See, we have a lot of faith for members in the body of Christ, but not a lot of faith for members that's full of faith. Yes, we'll go to church faithfully Sunday after Sunday. We sing in the choir. We dance on the dance team. We show up in every women ministry meeting. We're prophesying like Jeremiah. We're praying like Daniel, but we're doubting like Thomas. See,
See, God is saying it's not enough just to be faithful, but we know the word teaches us that it's impossible to please God without faith. See, God is looking for that church that will be faithful and full of faith. See, he's looking for that church that not only is faithful, but has power. See, we know the word tells us that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. See, how many of them know that when you have faith, when we have faith, we have power. Now, the Bible does tell us if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, the Bible tells us you can say unto this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move. And the Bible says, nothing shall be impossible for you. See, it doesn't matter how good we can sing or how good you can pray or how good you can preach or even how much you can prophesy. See, when trouble comes knocking at your door, you're going to need that faith the size of a mustard seed to see you through. How many of us can be a witness that faith is able to see us through? Faith will bring us up. Faith will bring us out. Faith will bring us over. See, God is looking for that church that's able to go through a test and still bless God for the testimony. See, he's looking for that church that's able to go through pain and still keep a praise. See, he's looking for that church that will be able to go through a crisis and still call on Christ. See, he's looking for that church that's able to even go through in their marriage but still bless God for a miracle. That church that's willing to allow their faith to stand trial, knowing for every trial, oh, we bless you, God, knowing for every trial, there will be glory after this. Because the Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. See, we often hear people say, you see the glory, but you don't know my story. What is the story, you may ask? See, the story is your faith. It's your faith standing trial. And in these last and evil days that we're living in, there will be some things we will have to encounter. There will be some things we will have to go through. There will be some things we will have to endure. Why, you may ask? See, God wants to know, will you allow your faith to stand trial? He's simply asking on tonight, will you trust me? See, we need to learn how to trust God wholeheartedly, not just with some things, but in all things, knowing that he's not a God with some power, but he rose one Sunday morning with all power in heaven and in earth and trusted in his hands. But see, what baffles me sometimes is that we're okay with trusting God with the small things, as we say, just not with the big things. See, we can trust him to remove the pain from my back we've had for the past month, but we don't believe he's the antidote to cancer on tonight. See, it's easy for us to believe that he's able to heal us from a migraine headache, but we don't believe that he's healing lupus patients on tonight. See, it's easy for us to believe he's able to pay our light bill that may be $150, but we don't believe that he's able to remove our home out of foreclosure. Oh, we bless you, God. See, now it's easy for us to believe that he's able to bless us with that job that we're qualified for, but we don't trust him to give us that promotion that we're underqualified for. See, God is telling the church we need to learn how to have that radical faith in God, the one that's able to change the impossible and make it possible. See, it's easy for us to believe God is able to raise us from our bed of affliction, but we don't believe that he's giving sight to the blind. See, we believe he's able to restore us from a heart attack, but we don't believe that he's healing AIDS on today. See, it's time for us to take the limitations off of a God that has no limits. I'll say that again. See, it's time for us to take the limitations off of a God who has no limits. See, I don't know about any of you on tonight, but see, I'm in a season in my life that I'm believing God for the unimaginable. I'm believing him for the unthinkable, the impossible, even the unheard of. See, I declare on tonight that I will allow my faith to produce my blessing. I will allow my faith to produce my overflow. Now, when we look up the definition of produce, it's to cause to happen or to come into existence. And if the woman with the issue of blood was on the line tonight, she could tell you how she allowed her faith to cause her healing to come into existence. She'll tell you how she allowed her faith to produce her healing. She allowed her faith to produce her miracle. Oh, we bless you, God. Now, if I can be real for a moment, see, I do believe some of us can have more than what we have. We can possess more than what we have. We can achieve more than what we think only if we believe. See, we have to know that our faith is what moves God. Our faith is what moves God, not our doubt, it's not our fear, it's not our stress or our worrying, but it's our absolute faith in him is what moves him. See, we need to ask God on tonight, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help me to believe it even when I can't see it. Help me to trust you, oh God, even when I can't trace you. Help me to continue to speak it until I see it. See, I had to learn on this Christian journey, and we have to understand, when there's no cross, there's no crown. See, it's his will sometimes for our faith to be tested. But sometimes we want the crown, but not the cross. We want the pleasure, but no pain. We want the success, but no sorrow. We want the triumph, but not the trial. We want to be the victor, but not the victim. But at one time or another, our faith will have to stand trial. And the good thing about that is we're not standing alone. When God was giving me this message, he gave me two acronyms for the word faith. Faith, F-A-I-T-H. The first one he gave me for faith, he said, fully anticipate it to happen. See, this is what we have to do. We have to fully anticipate it to happen. Whatever that it is for you, it could be your deliverance. It could be your overflow. It could be that job. It could be that promotion. It could be your healing or that car, that house. He said we have to fully anticipate it to happen. See, we have to learn to live in expectancy. The Bible does tell us that we're able to speak those things that are not as though they were. The Bible also tells us when we pray, we have to believe we've already received it. And it say it shall be ours. See, God is simply telling us on tonight to hold on to our faith. The last acronym that God gave me for the word faith, See, that when the enemy tries to come up and tries to plant that seed of doubt in our mind, God told me that we should tell the devil, I'm forsaking all, I trust him. I'm forsaking all because I trust him. So it doesn't matter how long you've been waiting on God to heal your body, or how long you've been waiting for him to restore your marriage. It doesn't matter if it's been 10 years and you still haven't received that promotion. It doesn't matter if you've been on the waiting list for the last 5 years for a kidney. It doesn't even matter. Because we know that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. See, I dare you on tonight to continue to believe it when you speak it, and speak it until you see it. See, we have to learn to tell the enemy, I'm forsaking all. I trust him. God told me around at the beginning of this year, he said that there will be opportunities that will be afforded to us there will be doors that will be open unto us in this season. And the only access that we will have to possess these opportunities, to walk through these doors, will be our faith. It will be our faith in God that will grant us the access. But when he told me that at the beginning of the year, he also said, he said, but the thing about these doors that will be open unto us, he said that they will never come around again. He said the opportunities that will be afforded to us, these doors that will be open unto us in this season only, he said they will never come around again. See, he said it's not going to be about who you know or what you know or how many degrees you have or how much money you make. It's not about your position or what side of town you live on. He said the only way you will be able to obtain it is by your faith in him. See, he said there is something very special and unique about these doors that were open. And it's like when he was showing me this last week, he gave me a vision. And in this vision, there were like this line of people standing in the hallway. And some people, they were standing in line in, I would say, chronological order in the natural. Some had been in the front of the line, that people that was in the front of the line, they probably had been in the front of the line for 20 years waiting on this job or this job promotion. Then you had the person behind them probably had been waiting for 15 or 10, 5, and so on and so forth. And the people that were standing in line, they felt because of their experience or their status that they felt that, hey, it's my time. It's my time. I'm next in line. But as I was looking, as God was showing me this vision, I saw where God began to shift the line. I saw people, I saw God beckoning for people from the back of the line to come to the front. I saw people from the middle of the line coming to the front of the line. And the people that was in the at the very front of the line was looking back like, wait a minute, I'm next in line. I'm next in line. What about me? But I saw God saying, he was calling people from the back of the line. He said, okay, be it unto you. Because of your faith, be it unto you. People was coming out of the middle of the line. Because of your faith, he was telling them, because of your faith, be it unto you. And God told me last week that, see, time doesn't determine my faith. He said, but my faith determines my time. So if my faith determines my time, and if I have faith in God, and if my spirit man could see it before I actually see it, then my next blessing becomes my now blessing. See, that's what God told me. He said, time doesn't determine my faith. He said, but your faith will determine your time. So my next is now. See, I dare you to receive that on tonight. I dare you to declare that your next blessing is now. See, it's not going to be contingent upon your education. It's not about your bank account, about who you know or how much experience you have or how long you've been going to this church or how long you've been in the church. He said your next blessing is now. He said your next promotion is now. He said your next breakthrough is now. He said your next healing is now. He said your next deliverance is now. Oh, Jesus. I said, oh, wow, God. So it doesn't matter if you're in the front of the line. My faith will move me to my now season.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, in the season that we're in, we're standing under an open heaven. And God said it will be our faith in him. It will be our faith in God that will expedite our next blessing into our now season. Oh, bless you, God. He said our faith in him will expedite that next blessing. Oh, we'll receive this next. I'm in line to get that promotion. I'm next in line. No. He said your faith in him will expedite that next blessing to into your now season. Oh, bless you, God. Oh, we bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, Lord, I thank you. He said, but the only access that we will have to these doors that will be open will be our faith in him. As my mama could say, hell or high water, pressure or pain, we got to maintain our faith in God. Because these doors that he will open unto us, these opportunities that will be afforded to us will never come around again. In this season, they will never come around again. So we have to know that our faith, our time will not determine our blessing, but our faith will determine. Our faith in God will determine, will expedite that next blessing into our now season. God is saying, get in position. God is saying, get in position. And we have to know, we have to increase our faith in God. We have to keep our eyes on God in this season. And our faith has, we have to make sure that our faith is anchored in God.
Yes.
It's not about what you possess. It's not about what we know or who we know or who we're connected to. But we better make sure that we connect it to the true and living God. And our faith is anchored in him. Because it's not about the next, but it's about the now. Our faith will expedite our next blessing into our now season. Oh, I bless you, God. Oh, I bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you, God.
Thank you, God.
I bless you, God. Oh, I bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I bless you, God. Jesus, I thank you.
Jesus.
For our now season.
You,
oh, I thank you for the
thank
doors
you,
that will be
Jesus.
Open, oh God. I thank you for the opportunities that you will lay at our feet, oh God. Oh, I thank you for it right
thank
now,
you.
Oh God. Oh, I bless you.
You
oh,
Lord.
I thank you. God
thank
is saying, make sure that our faith is anchored in nothing and no one but the Almighty God. And if your faith is anchored in God, I promise you, you will be able to expedite that next deliverance, your next healing, your next breakthrough into your now season. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the Lord for the word. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everything is going to pass away, even heaven and earth. Hallelujah. But his word shall never pass away. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you for the word of faith tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, Pastor Connie. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Continue in prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Father, we thank you right now, God. Father, we
thank
glorify
you.
Father, we magnify you. Father, we lift you on high. You are the only God. You are Father.
Yes.
You are Savior. You are Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you eradicate every weapon of the devil. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take back our authority tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, every power that you have given us, God, we take it back now. Father, we thank you for dismantling every weapon of the enemy right now. We cancel every assignment, every plot, every plan against every family on this line tonight, oh God. We pull down every stronghold, God, and we bind the strong man tonight, oh God. We pray against every principality, wickedness in high places, God, rulers in darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, God, we pull down every stronghold, God, right now. Oh God, the weapons against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We shut the mouth of the enemy tonight, oh God. We silence his voice tonight, oh God. We destroy every communication, God, from the enemy right now against our family, against our ministries right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the next right now, God. We thank you that we stand in expectation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint us afresh right now, God. Cover us and keep us, oh God. Keep us from danger seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for every activity that the enemy has plotted against us, God. It has been denounced and destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak life now, even to our children, oh God. God, let them call on your name, Father, when they don't know what else to do, oh God. When they're going day by day to the schools, oh God, let them call on the name of Jesus. God, let them call on in every situation, in every circumstances, oh God. I pray for them right now that the blood will cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are Lord. You are Savior. You are God. You are Counselor. Father God, we trust you right now. Now, Father, hover over us, oh God. Hover over our houses. Hover over our homes. Hover over our jobs, our schools, wherever we are, God. Oh God, you said wherever our feet should tread, oh God, you were blessed, oh God. So God, we thank you right now. We declare and decree, God, that you're satisfied with us, oh God, with long life, oh God. We thank you right now, God, you'll cause us, God, not to fail, God, but God, you'll stand up and stretch out in us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we put our trust in you tonight, God. Oh, God, I pray for everyone on this line tonight, God, that you will strengthen their minds, strengthen their bodies, oh, God. Father, you are a strong tower. Mm-hmm. You are battle axe, God. Yes. You are our shield and buckler, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we believe that you are Lord and Savior, mighty and strong, oh, God. We trust your will. We trust your way, oh, God. God, in the rest of this year, God, give us vision, God. Give us vision to speak. Ram, oh God, allow us to operate, God, on one accord. Oh God, allow us to operate in the spirit, God. Allow us to understand this call, oh God. Oh God, we know that you're with us, oh God. Your word said, God, that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. God, we declare and decree, God, that the invisible walls will be removed and cast down, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus, God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Yes. God, you have given us the power to run this race, oh God. Oh God, give us those directions and instructions that we follow your plan, that we follow your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that we're more than conquerors, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, that we're leading, guided by the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you, God, that every portal of heaven, God, will be opened up to us, oh, God. We thank you right now for your grace and your mercy that keeps us, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, for your loving kindness towards us, oh, God. And, God, when we don't know what to do, oh, God, oh, God, send the Holy Spirit to rest on us, oh, God. Yes, you're already in us, oh, God, but lead us, oh, God. Oh, God, because we need you right now, God, in this season. Oh, God, help us to compel men to come to you. Let us draw them, God, to you, oh, God. You said, God, if we abide in you, you abide in us, oh, God. We need you to abide in us on today, oh, God, that men will come, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we search after you. We seek after you. We chase after you. We are hungry for you in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We are ready for the next move, God. Whatever you want to do in this season, God, we stand still and we wait for you, oh, God. You said all of to do is just stand, God. So we're standing on your word, God. We're standing on your promises, God. Your promises are yea and amen. So we believe your word, God. We believe that you are Lord. We believe that you can do it, oh, God. You said in your word, God, anything that we ask in your name, you will do it, God. So in the name of Jesus, oh, God, make us sober again. Restore us again. Revive us again, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Set a revival on the inside. Set a consuming fire, God, to burn up everything that's not like you. Oh, God, put us on the run again for you, oh, God. Let us be runners for you, oh, God. Oh, God, let us be on fire for you one more time, oh, God. Show us your will. Show us your way. Show us your plan, oh, God. Oh, God, that we can get it right and do what you call us to do. God, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the press, oh, God. We thank you that you're stretching us, oh, God. We thank you for the move right now, God. We thank you, God, for this prayer line, God. Oh, God, it's by power, not by our power, but by your power, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that you would do it, God. That God, that they will come, God. They will hear the voice. Oh, God, give us a sound in the earth, oh, God, that will shake the grounds, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, give us,
Jesus.
God. Oh, God, what a coordinates, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will do your will, that it will be about you, that flesh will not glory in thy presence. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we magnify you, we adore you. We lift you up.
Yes.
We say you hallelujah, the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory.
Yes,
we magnify your name, God. We won't leave you out, God. We won't take your glory. But only you be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Only you be magnified.
Yes.
Only you be lifted up in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And we say we love you, God. We love you.
Yes.
Your will to be done.
We love you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
we
name
bless
of
you.
Jesus, God.
We honor you. And we thank you right now. In the mighty name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank you, God. Thank you for the next sister that goes forth and just praise and thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep us continually connected. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and we bless
you
for your presence, oh God. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we'll hearken to your voice. We will heed you. We will heed your voice. Yes. We will heed your wisdom. We will follow your direction, God. We will not turn back. We decree it and declare it now that our spirit man is bound to the very will and the intent of God to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. God, that we were birthed into this world for this purpose, God, to fulfill our kingdom assignment. And we thank you for it now, God, for the places that we had to walk through to get here, for the things we had to endure to get here, God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're a holy God. We thank you that you're a holy God and that you're doing wonderful things in this hour. We thank you, God, that you're doing mighty things in this hour. We thank you for it now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us be careful for nothing in this season, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, we will make our requests known unto God. We thank you, Lord, that we will open up our hearts, God, completely before you, hiding nothing. Thank you, God, that we open our hearts, make them bare in your presence. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for man looks at the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. God, you know our thoughts, God, that are far off. You know our true intent. You know everything that's in us, God. You know the deepest recesses of our soul. Oh, God, and we just bless you for it today, God, as you are making us and molding us, God, into the vessel that you created us to be from the foundation of the world, that we might be conformed, God, to the image of your dear Son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we will not be bound by the riches of this world. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, that the things of this world, hallelujah, will not take hold of us. But God, that we will press through, God, hallelujah, and we will stand flat-footed in this season.
Press.
Hallelujah. Jesus, press. Stand flat-footed, press. God, in the divine press. Will of the Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Doing your will, teaching our hands to war and making our feet like hinds feet, God, teaching us to war in the high places, teaching us, God, hallelujah, giving us wisdom, God, the wisdom and the insight, the know-how. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for giving us the know-how, God, when it makes no sense of why we would even know how to do it. But, God, you have given us the know-how, God, hallelujah. You have given us, God, a wealth of understanding. Thank you for the wealth of understanding, God, that you have given
us
and parted into us. We thank you for the deposit, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that in this season we find no reason to have to explain. Oh, God, but we will do your will. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
No explanations necessary. Just go forward. No explanations necessary. Just do your will. Hallelujah. Just do what it says. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take the complaints out of our mouth. God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. There are some things, hallelujah, people just have to catch up to. Hallelujah. They're going to have to catch up with what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Because some things are going to happen so quickly, my God, that it's going to even blow your mind. Hallelujah. Jesus, as the wind of God blows, and it comes like a rushing mighty wind, my God.
Rushing
thank
mighty.
You. Hallelujah. Unexpected moments of blessing that will hit your life. Thank you, God. You got to go with it. Hallelujah. As the woman of God says, these doors will not open again. So when they open, my God, don't reason yourself out of them. Hallelujah. Don't let your emotions take control. But do what God says. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I must do what he tells me to do. I must go where he tells me to go. Hallelujah. I will not reason myself out of purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us are saying, my plate is so full. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My plate seems like it's already so full. Hallelujah. God, I can't fit anything else on there. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God said, look back at it. Hallelujah. And make sure what's on it is what I told you to put on it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
My God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. But every assignment in me, hallelujah, must be fulfilled. It must be fulfilled. Every kingdom mandate, every kingdom job, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to give you the job description, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a tailored word. It's going to be tailored. You won't be able to say that you don't understand. It will be so precise, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, specifically designed just for you. It'll fit you like a vest, my God. Thank you, my God. I'm going to clothe you in it. Hallelujah. You don't just do it. You're going to wear it. So stretch out. Stretch out in your face. Stretch out in your mind. Believe me. This is the hour for you to believe now. This is the you got to believe in this hour. This is not the time to reject my wisdom. This is not the time to reject what I say. This is the time to heed the counsel of God. This is the moment now. You've got to know my voice. My God, you've got to know my voice. Hallelujah. Oh, God, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Hallelujah. Jesus, they will not follow the stranger, but they know my voice. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why are my words foreign to you? Why has my sound become foreign? Why have you become distant? Why have you disconnected? Why is it hard for you to know what is of me and what's not? Why are you contemplating my voice? Why are you wrestling? Why are you unsettled? Why? You got to seek your why. Hallelujah. Answer your why. Hallelujah. You answer your why and it'll pull you back into position. Answer your why. Hallelujah. Know what got you out of place. Know what it was. Know what you did. Rabbi. Know what you said. But your why you must answer. When you answer your why. Hallelujah, my God.
Jesus,
it will position you. It will position you. Your answer to your why. Your answer to your why is your answer. Your answer to get you back in place. Ha, glory to God. Jesus, I feel like running. Your answer to your why.
Jesus.
To God.
Come on.
Why can't you hear me? Why are you disturbed? Why are you trying to figure if it's me? Why?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Wow. Jesus, what brought you to this place? Glory. When you answer that, it will put you back in position. Your answer will bring your repentance and your return. Your answer will bring your repentance and your return. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And I will restore to you the years. I'll restore to you what you feel like you are. I'll restore I'll restore the sound you've been looking for. I will restore. I'll restore your mantle. I'll restore your mandate. I will restore you. Restoration is waiting on your answer to your why.
Jesus, my Lord.
Oh, God.
My God.
Oh, God.
My God.
Ah, my God.
What a word, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, oh, God.
Word, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. And there's a breakout that is about to happen in your spirit like you've never known before. My God. Ooh, Jesus.
My Lord.
My God. Supernatural. Supernatural breakout. Supernatural.
Jesus.
Ooh, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, supernatural. Ooh, God. Supernatural, God says, supernatural. like the prophets of old, supernatural encounters. Oh, God, encounters.
Supernatural.
Ooh, like you've never known before. Encounters like you've never known before. Visions like you've never known before.
Yes.
I meet with you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. I love you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, you've entered into the place of glory, the glory place. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord says, God, as often as you enter into this place that you're in now, this place of glory, God says, I will deal with everything that is outside that tries to hinder you. I will deal with it. Just press your way to this place. Don't get distracted by the things that try to stop you from getting there. Push till you get there. And when you get there, glory will handle everything else. It is the glory that will fight. It is the glory that will destroy the enemy. It is the glory that will silence the spirit of aggravation and frustration. It is my glory that will do it. So as you keep pressing into the glory, press into me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will handle everything else. Thank you, Lord. The weight of the glory will crush your enemy. The weight of the glory will crush the adversary. Glory is heavy. God. Glory is heavy. That's why the enemy tries to stop you from getting into that place. Because when you get there, my God, it will diminish. It will bring to naught. It will bring the enemy down to size because the weight of the glory, the heaviness of your encounter, hallelujah, the enemy will not be able to handle, hallelujah, because it's been assigned for you, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I bless your name.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Pat, is there anything else you want to share? Because I just sense there's such a glory cloud. My God is sitting on us right now. There's such a glory sitting on this line. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, oh God. Jesus, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, we are in the vein. Oh, I bless you for it, oh God. Oh,
yes,
we are in the vein. I thank you, oh God.
Jesus.
As you were talking, Pastor B, and you mentioned that we have the press. And in this season that we're in now, we're going to have to press. Even when we don't feel like it. We're going to have to press.
My God.
Even when we're weary in our mind, maybe sick in our bodies, we're going to have to press. Because in this place that we're in now,
Jesus.
I see God puning us. Like, oh my God. I see God shaping us. I see God molding us. I see God building us. And as we continue to press in this place, we're gonna continue to go higher. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But we got to continue to press. We got to continue to stay in His presence. We got to continue to stay in His presence like never before. Because what God is doing in this season, He's revealing His secrets to His children.
Yes, yes.
He's revealing His secrets. He's opening up our ear gates.
Yes.
He's opening up our eyes and revealing His secrets to His children. Everybody won't be able to hear or see or know of His secrets.
Yes.
So we have to make sure in this season that we stay in the presence of God. We stay in His presence. Because what He's doing, He's going to reveal it to us. We're not going to have to question it. We're not going to have to read the newspaper. We're not going to have to turn on the TV because God is going to already have been, He's going to reveal it to us.
Yes.
We're
going to
know it
beforehand.
I bless you, oh God. We're going to know it beforehand.
Yes.
And as you said earlier, you said some things, it may hurt our hearts. But we're going to have to ask God to prepare our hearts for what's to come.
Yes.
Because a lot of things that God will show us, a lot of things that God will reveal to us is not going to feel good. It's not going to feel good. But in this season right now, we're going to have to ask God each and every day to prepare my heart, dear Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
To receive what He shows us.
Yes.
We're going to have to have a prepared heart.
My God.
Oh, I bless you, God.
My God.
I thank you, God. I thank you, God.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I kept hearing Him saying, the mystery is being uncovered. He kept saying, my mystery is being uncovered. My mystery is being uncovered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it kept turning in my spirit. And it kept saying, it reminded me of the scripture, I give unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. I give unto you to know the mysteries. So we are in the hour, my God. Jesus. Hallelujah. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, to the church, to the ecclesia, to the called out ones, to those who are called to be saints. My God, you were called to be a saint. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, there is such a distinction that is happening in this hour. My God, a separation. Everybody won't enter into this place and hear and heed the counsel of God. But he's got to prepare your heart, because some things he's going to show you that's going to break your heart. It's going to be people around you.
People you trusted.
People you trusted going to break your heart.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
But God said, don't let your trust in man cause you to fail me. Remember, I told you the arms of flesh will fail you. So don't let your confidence in man cause you to fail me and abort purpose. I'm going to show who they are. God says, I'm going to show you who they are really. You have to know because of what you've been assigned to do. I've got to uncover it.
Yes,
oh, my God, there's going to be like a ripping. God's going to rip some covers off. God, it's going to be a violent ripping for you. And God says, I'm going to snatch it. I'm snatching it off.
God.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Because where you're traveling and where you're going, you can't be like Abraham was with Lot. You tried to take somebody somewhere that was not assigned to go.
Jesus.
And God said no. God said no. He said no.
Yeah.
A definite no. Their feet will never touch the place of promise that belongs to you. They'll never enter into that place. It's not their assigned place. They cannot go with you. God says, because there must be room for the ones who are assigned.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, remember James and John's mother who wanted some particular seat, and Jesus said, I cannot give them to them because their seat belongs to somebody else. It belongs to somebody. Somebody's already been appointed that position.
Oh,
Jesus, my God. Amando Shai. Thank you, God. Amando Shai. So God is going to start to separate. But he's going to tell you first. It's not going to take you by surprise. It won't take you by surprise. You will see and you will know. You'll know. You have to know. So God, prepare the heart of your people. Prepare the heart of your people to withstand the revelation that you're about to bring. Oh, and I heard, and God, and God said, a witness in the spirit is Jesus himself. You want a witness that I do it? He said, Jesus was your forerunner. He knew his betrayer. He knew the ones who would doubt him. He knew the ones that would leave him. And he knew the ones that would be there. And he said, so this is not foreign, what I am doing. And even as he was prepared, so will you be. God. Your enemy will not snare you. Your enemy will not snare you. My God. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord for the word tonight.
Thank you, oh God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God, thank you.
Thank you,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For those of you that are on the line, take this word with you because it is not by chance that you're on this line tonight. This word was meant for you to hear it.
Yes.
You were supposed to receive this word. Take it in your spirit.
Yes.
And the Lord himself will bring understanding. The Lord himself will bring you understanding.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You,
and we are so grateful tonight for our guest, my God, Prophet Pat Smith. God use you, and she is my cousin. Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for family that's in the Word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful are the feet that bring good tidings. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Carry this
thank
gospel.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bear it in honor. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
She bears it in honor. And we bless the Lord for her life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank yes. you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was so honored when the Lord gave her to me to
thank
be
you,
the speaker
Jesus.
Tonight. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus. Yes. Yes,
I am. I say my cousin. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. Because we must do everything in God's time.
Yes,
everything in
right.
God's time. Sometimes we just
mm-hmm.
do stuff just to do it. Thank you, mm-hmm. Lord.
This is the time.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm grateful. I'm thankful
B,
for the word. Yes, ma'am.
I also heard God just say, it will be some things that he will reveal unto the church. It will be some things that he will reveal unto us. It's not for everybody. You know how sometimes, you know, God will show us things in a vision or a dream and we become so excited and we just want to share it with somebody. But some things that he shows us and some things that he will reveal to us is for our ear gate and our eye gate only. Because everybody can't receive or understand what he's showing us.
Mm.
And when it's time for us to say what he has said, he's going to give you that audience. He's going to give you that time frame. But don't move before God. Don't be so eager. Don't be so eager. It's a time and season for it all. You have to be very mindful. Be very mindful. Be very mindful. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we bless you.
Yes, my God.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you so very much.
Bless you, God. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. What a mighty good God.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
Good. Oh, you're so good.
Thank you, Lord. And as we're preparing to close for tonight, I'm not sure if there's anyone else on the line that may have something that the Lord has given them. I want to make sure everyone's line is open, if the call is open, if the Lord has given you something to share with us as we're preparing to close the call for tonight. If you're here, praise the Lord. Everyone's line should be made sure. Okay, now everyone's line is open. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. I would say this is Apostle McKinney, and I wanted to share this because I'm listening as the prophetic is moving in the realm of this atmosphere. And the Spirit of God began to reveal, he said, I'm reconstructing the church. And as he's reconstructing the church, is taking us into a different dimension so that we can speak. The word of the Lord said that I'm establishing you just as I did Moses. He said, I took Moses and I came down to speak to Moses to say my word is about to come forth. And I hear the Lord saying to us in this season that we as the word is about to come forth to manifest the divine movement of God. With that being said, that I'm going to take the spirit off the apostle, who was Moses, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 3. And he said, I took the spirit of Moses and I put it on the 70 elders. And God is saying that every person who is established as a leader on this phone, even for those that are even in the out, the true authenticated of what he's revealing for the mantle, he said, I'm going to take the spirit that's sitting on you, and I'm going to put it on your son as you prophesy my
Jesus.
Word. I heard
my
that
God.
In that you're not going to have time to babysit, but your time
my
is
God.
To speak the word, to speak the word, and the word shall come forth. He said, in this season, some wonders shall come into the earth. But before that take place, God said, I got to establish you. He said, in the book of Numbers, and I got to get back to my class, I'm sorry, y'all. In the book of Numbers, he said that when Miriam and Aaron came against Moses, he says, my prophets, I speak. But for Moses, my servant, I speak to him mouth to mouth. And as God began to share his word, people of God, he was saying that I sat in Moses like I'm about to sit in you. I sat in Moses as a mouthpiece, and I was established in that tabernacle. In this season, God's about to walk in the bodies of those who are called to the foundation as the apostles and prophets. There are a lot of men and women of God that is upon the line. And even though that we have a pastoral mantle, God said, I'm shifting you to prophets and apostles to lay the foundation. He said, I'm taking my church back to order. I'm pulling my church back to order, where I now build my foundation. Pastors came up, people of God. He said, it's going to be established where there are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. But those that are on the forefront are reconstructing your mantle.
Jesus.
The Spirit of God said, I'm reconstructing your mantle. I'm tearing down the old mantle that was laid upon you, but what I ordain you shall walk in fulfill. But the spirit that sits on you, that you are about to release, is going to come on your sons and your daughters as you prophesy my word. You're not going to have time to counsel anybody in this season, says the Lord. You're not going to have time to go into a place of prayer. He said, I'm going to establish your elders in your church, those that are called to do that work. You're not going to have time. God said, you have to come to my ear to hear the sound so that I can put the word in your belly. And you got to bring forth a word that the church and the industry of this dispensation has not heard. He said, it's not an old word anymore. This is a new thing that I'm doing, but I have to establish my church with my foundation. So God said, I use COVID to wipe out the sanctuary so I can bring in authentication. I flooded out the sanctuary so I can bring forth authentication in this season, because he said, no spirit shall rule over your life except for the spirit of living God. And I also heard the Lord say unto us, people of God, in the midst of this, he says, no plague shall come near your dwelling place. And as walk in this, you're going to have a mantle on you that's going to shield you from sickness, diseases, and deeper things that are coming into your health.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
You are the demonstration of my power to let the people in the earth that know that I'm real, that I got to come through you, because the Lord is saying, I'm got to set you up like I did Moses. And then people of God. And God began to tell us in this season that he's going to take you from deeper depths and higher levels. You've been in a place, says the Lord, that I got to take you into the deepness, that you got to understand the tabernacle as who you are for real in the earth. He says, do not in this season, people of God, allow something to taint your oil.
Yes, that's it right there. Yes, that's it.
I've purged my church, but now I'm reconstructing. There has been a great falling away, but those that fell away is because they was not grounded and rooted in faith. They had the faith of the word, but and not the faith of God. And the Lord is saying to this season that I'm going to all of my people who are called by my name. The word of the Lord is set up in Israel, known to be the person that he's going to use as a mouth. As he said, I speak and I do reveal to my prophet. Moses was not a prophet. He was an apostle according to the book of Hebrew. He said, is not that the builder
greater to the house is more greater. And as I'm building my house, which is your body, I'm going to make things great come through you as my spirit moves into the earth.
Jesus.
You won't waste the oil. The Lord said, I'm sending you to major situations, not minor. And everything that comes in your way, he's sending you to major situations. Nothing minor in this season, but that season. But God said, gird up your loins and put on the full armor. And as I'm covering you in the midst of this, the mountain that is now being placed is a grace that is untouchable. Glory be to God. Woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Ask for me, I say this unto you. The Spirit of God is preparing you to tread on uncommon grounds. Uncommon territories.
Jesus.
Uncommon atmospheres. He said, I'm rounding you up, and that's why you are setting up networks. Because it's going to branch out into the earth where these generals shall come forth. He says people are dying by the day. And old heads are dying by the day. And it's going to look like they're towering, but they don't have a word. They have now become dim like Eli said, the spirit of the living God. They don't have a word from the God. But the Lord said, I'm going to use you as you establish your generals in this earth. And every place that they are mandated to pray, you are going to be a outpouring of a word to the nations around you. He said, I had to not just transition you from a covenant or a covenor. But I transitioned you to authentication so that you would not be hindered in this season with the word that's in your belly to come forth. And I'm going to give you a new location after you establish what is about to do in your life. God said you're going to bust those walls out because they're getting ready to come in.
Jesus.
Yes,
God.
The Lord is saying, I'm going to bring people around you who will be loyal. Loyal in authentication. And they're going to walk with you, and they're going to respect your mental. God said everything that was coming against you, he was striking with leprosy. And they're going to have to come back and repent. But I hear the Lord say, when I establish you, I'm going to establish the people. You will not be tangible to anybody in this season that's coming up. But you're going to be tangible to the word of God, because God said, I'm going to put your ears and your lips close to me that you will not be distracted.
Jesus.
Other people will take care of the minor things, but I'm going to send you out into the major.
Jesus. My God.
Oh, the Lord has glory be to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
My God.
Not only that, I don't know who is this for, and I got to go to the Holy Spirit. I see a root situation. Somebody's about to glean from the foot of a woman of God this season. And as you glean from a woman of God who is here, there is a root situation on this phone that God has said, I'm going to bless you, but you have to follow the mantle of the mother. I don't know who that's for. The mother that is ordained to bring forth. In this season, you got to glean at her feet. Blessings come behind that mantle. So whoever has
Jesus.
A root
in their life right now, you're about to come to the biggest breakthrough that you ain't never had before. If you just sit there and just hear, just wait. Just wait. Don't move too fast, because if you abort the assignment, you won't get what's coming for you. If you don't sit there and just wait, lean.
Jesus.
Don't abort the assignment. Just glean at her. All I hear, glean and wait. Glean and wait. Glean and wait. And you will come to the biggest breakthrough that you never had before.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, that is what I long to do. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, for you,
thank
are
you, Lord.
My rock. Justness, I worship you. There is none like you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
there
you,
is
Jesus.
None like him. None like him.
Yes.
None like
yes.
him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
So don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. For God is certainly with you.
Mm.
And he is a promise keeper.
Yes.
He's the very lover of your soul.
Yes.
And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of this age. Hallelujah. I honor the Lord tonight for this call. I honor the Lord for his spirit and his presence that's on this line. I honor the Lord for you being here, for you taking the time. I thank God for each and every pen intercessor. Thank you, Lord, those who pray, those who just listen in. Thank you. Thank you so much for surrendering your time. Hallelujah. Making yourself available to connect in prayer. Thank God for Prophet Pat Smith. Thank God for her life. Thank God for every visitor that's on this line listening in, every person that's releasing their faith to connect as we continue to press in and do the will of the Father. I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's about to do and that you're about to embark upon the greatest season of your life. We have heard the word of God that came on this line, and yes, that promise of blessing, it is for you. Yes, that promise of blessing is for you. That's why you are on this line. Hallelujah, because God wants to bless you. That's why you called in, because there was something God wanted to say to you, to minister to you, to encourage you, to build you, to remind you, to show you, hallelujah, that he loves you with an everlasting love and that he has called you from the foundation of the world. Yes, the word of hope is for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wear it close. Hold it close. Hold it dear. Hallelujah. Jesus,
yes.
Regurgitate that word. Regurgitate your promise. Remember that your next is now. Thank you, Lord. Remember that you must hold fast to your faith. Don't just be faithful, but have faith. Thank you, Lord. Have faith in these trying times. Hallelujah. And know that there are going to be seasons where God is going to reveal things that will break your heart, but it's going to make you better. Hallelujah. And it was purpose, and God is revealing and uncovering things for you for a reason, because of where you're about to walk and what you're about to encounter. So receive the word of God tonight. Let it, oh God, let it sit in your soul. Hallelujah. Let it sit in your soul. Hallelujah. And hear it. Thank you, Lord. So I say this now concludes our time of prayer. I pray that the Lord has met you like only he can. I thank you again for joining us, and I say unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth and forever. And now we say amen. Go in peace, and may the Spirit of the Lord continue to rest with you as you depart this call, but not his presence. We love you. Hallelujah. And our prayer is that you love us. God bless you, and go in peace. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.